For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. A little over half of Chico State students experience food insecurity, and 20% experience housing insecurity. That's according to Emma Jewett, who is a case manager with the university's Basic Needs Project. She recently spoke to NSPR's Alex Stutson about the project, which runs multiple aid programs for students, including the Hungry Wildcat Food Pantry.
So the Hungry Wildcat Food Pantry had over 14,000 visits last year alone, which during the pandemic, we saw a lot of students who had lost their jobs and were struggling to feed themselves. So we're extremely low barrier. We make sure that we're addressing the stigma. We're very welcoming. And we're open Monday through Friday during the school year. And we make sure that students know, hey, if you're struggling to feed yourself, we're there. In addition to that, in 2020, Chico State was one of seven CSU campuses to receive grant funds from the Chancellor's Office to pilot the Rapid Rehousing Program.
Can you talk a little bit about the Rapid Rehousing Program and kind of how that operation looks and the students that you're servicing?
In California, as you know, housing is a huge issue. There are more people than there are housing, and couple that with stagnant pay and extremely high rent costs, it forces a lot of people who do not have the resources to look in other places for housing. And a lot of people, such as students, do not have the qualifiers that it takes to get into housing on their own. So the Rapid Rehousing Program works with students to make sure that they, if they are in need of housing, that we can help partner with properties in Chico, in the surrounding community, to make sure that they're not sleeping in their car, that they're not couch surfing. And we work with several community partners, True North Housing Alliance and the Chico Housing Action Team, which is a very prominent community member, to help students who are facing homelessness get housed.
And so what sort of housing situations are you normally connecting with these students? What does their living situation look like when you're helping connect them with these community resources?
It can look different. Currently with the Chico Housing Action Team, we have houses. So it's like a roommate situation where students are placed and they can stay there until they get stable. They find housing on their own. They're connected with a case manager. We make sure that they are partnered with our financial wellness clinic.
What are some of the challenges organizationally when you're providing housing aid to students?
Well, our students are resilient, right? And when they get to higher education, oftentimes we find that they are less willing to ask for help because maybe they have this misconception that, they don't need it because they're already privileged enough to be at higher education. But the reality is that many, many students are unable to afford even the basic necessities. And so we do a lot of outreach and try to normalize, hey, it's okay. Lots of people need support when they're going to college.
That was Emma Jewett, a case manager for Chico State's Basic Needs Project, speaking with NSPR's Alex Stutson. Jewett says the project has helped house over 60 students since July of 2020. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.